This is HPR episode 2039 entitled Lava Configuration Part 0, Initial Setup, and is part of the series Accessibility. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 19 minutes long. The summary is, in this episode I walk you through the process of getting Lava running for the first time.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'm not sure exactly when this podcast might get to the HPR feed, but I thought I would take the opportunity to record an episode on how to install Blather. You guys, if you've listened to my episodes in the past, you've heard me talk about Blather, which is the speech recognition program written by our friend Jezra that I use to do anything on my laptop. I programmed it to have, I think, something like 800 different commands. But it's basically it's a highly configurable speech recognition program where you configure every single command. And it can be a little bit tricky to get up and running. And I'm faced right now with the task of getting it working on a laptop that I've just kind of inherited at work. One of my faculty got a new laptop, and she asked if I wanted to take the old one, and I said sure. And it's not, I mean, I think she said it's about 10 years old, but it looks like it's in good condition. It's a Dell Latitude D830, and it's got an Intel Core 2 Duo, 4 gigs of RAM, 80 gigabyte hard drive. I mean, it's not a powerhouse or anything, but I've installed Debian on it. Not Debian, but Ubuntu. And it seems to work very well. And it seemed like a good opportunity for me to try to walk you through the process of getting Blather up and running. So the first thing that I've done is, I probably should have started recording this first, but I have an installation script for this that will install all the dependencies needed to build the Sphinx speech recognition engine upon which this is based. So Blather is a Python script that's a wrapper around Sphinx. Jezra wrote the wrapper, and Sphinx is the actual engine. And so I wrote a script that will grab all the dependencies to build Sphinx, then grab the source code for Sphinx and build it and put everything in the right place. And then it grabs the Blather source code and puts some stuff in the right place, gets a configuration file ready, and sticks it where it needs to go. And I will make sure that the installation script is somewhere in the HPR show notes. I have it right now on my Pastebin site, but that's the kind of site that could disappear in the future, so I'll make sure that the script gets somewhere where it'll be more permanent. But anyway, so what I did was went to my Pastebin site and grabbed the script and then saved it as a text file in the /home/john/bin folder. So my personal binary directory, and then made it executable by doing chmod chmod space plus x space and then the file name. And so now the next step is to run it and watch while it does all of those things that it's supposed to do. Let's see. So I'm going to type the command here. I called it Debian Blather install. And I'm going to hit enter and see if it does its thing. Oh, it asked me for my password because I have a sudo command there. And off it goes. So the first thing it does is get the build dependencies from the regular Ubuntu archives, or if you're on Debian, it'll do it from, you know, whatever your repository is. Oh boy, there's a bunch of them. 168 packages to install. That could take a little while. I'm not really sure how long this is going to take. So it's possible that I will come back here in a little while after they're all installed, looking through the lineup of packages. It's a lot of libraries, Python modules, stuff like that. So if it's boring watching stuff be downloaded, how much more boring is it to listen to someone watching things be downloaded? That's the question, I guess. And I think the answer is pretty darn boring. So I'm going to stop the audio right now and then pick it back up again after these packages are all installed. All right, I'm back. So now the packages have all been installed and it has downloaded the Sphinx source code and is building it. And it looks like it's doing okay. It keeps running. Make. What is that? Okay, now it's downloading another Pocket Sphinx. There's a couple of different Sphinx things that have to be built. I don't remember exactly what they are, but the script is supposed to do all of them. It's comforting to see that the location for the source code is still accurate, because it's been a long time since I've run this script. And sometimes the address for files will change. It looks like it's grabbing it. Pocket Sphinx 0.8.tar.gz is being downloaded now. ETA 7 seconds, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There it goes. It's unpacking and running libtoolize, automake, configure, checking for... It's doing its sanity checks now. It's created the config files, and now it's building. Ooh, this is exciting. I should have made a screencast while I was doing this. We got the GCC screensaver going here. And it's going. So after it's done with this, the next thing would be... I think the next thing is the actual Blather code, which Jezer had to move. I think he had it on Gitorius before, but that had some... I didn't really follow that whole thing, but I get the idea that Gitorius went away and now it's on GitLab. Doesn't look like it did it. Seems to have exited without... Seems to have exited without doing... Oh, no, it did. It said cloning into Blather. Hang on. Where... Okay, there's Blather. Yeah, okay, it got the Blather. Good. So Jezra has on his Blather source code page... I'm going to go there real quick so I can talk us through this. So it's at gitlab.com/Jezra/blather.git. On the main page there, he's got instructions. He says what the requirements are. The requirements are very simple if you're on Arch Linux. When he says requirements are GStreamer, PyGTK, and so forth. On Debian, you need a whole lot more than just typing in apt-get install GStream. You need the development libraries and all that stuff as well. So under usage, he says to move the commands.temp to config/blather commands.conf. I wonder if that has already happened here. .config. Is Blather there? Oh, yes, I see Blather. I'm cding into .config/, in my home directory, moving into .config/blather, and I see the file commands.conf. Good. And if I do lesscommands.conf. It's got one command in there right now. It's hello world, colon, echo hello world. However, I don't know that that echo command is going to do a whole lot, because when you run a blather command, unless you're in a terminal, you won't see the terminal output for the echo command. So what I'm going to do vim commands.conf. I'm going to make a new command there. And instead of saying echo hello world, I'm going to change that to say espeak hello world. One of the packages I install with my Blather installation script is espeak, because I use it quite a lot. All right, so I have saved the commands.conf file, and the new command is hello world colon espeak open quote hello world close quote. Okay, so he says to move the commands there and then run blather.py. This will generate the sentences.corpus based on... Okay, now let's try that. Where is the blather? Hang on here. So I think I'm going to have to go back into the blather source code. Yeah, okay, so I'm going to do blather.py. YAML is not supported. YAML will not function. This will generate quit blather. There's a good chance it will just segfault values. Okay. It says I may need to install GStreamer 0.10-PocketSphinx. No element vator. Okay, I actually did a blog post on how to fix that problem. So what's happening here is when I try to run blather.py, it cannot find the PocketSphinx GStreamer library. And that's when you get the error message that says no element vator. That's what the problem is. So what I have to do is go back to my blog where I blogged this, because I knew I would have to use it again one day. JonathanKulp.org. And I'm going to look at the blog page. Enabling PocketSphinx GStreamer plugin. Let's see. After building PocketSphinx, go in the source tree and find these files. I need to put them somewhere like... And then doing that. Okay. I need to put them... User local live GStreamer. Let's see. I'm going to see what's in the user local live folder. Okay, those things are in there. And so now it looks like what I need to do is just tell Blather where they are. And the way I do that is I create a Blather launch script. And in the launch script, I export the GST plugin path. And so Where do I have this? Hang on, let me look in my home bin directory. It seems like part of my installation script is also to create a blather. Yeah, there it goes. Okay. Vim blather dot shuh. Excellent. Okay, so part of my installation script creates a blather launch script, which is a bash script that sets a number of environment variables, including the GStreamer plugin path, so that it will know where to find these things. So now what I'm going to do, instead of going into the blather source code and running blather.py, I'm going to run my blather.shuh command. And I don't think my home bin is in my path yet on this laptop, so I'm just going to cd right into the bin folder and run blather.shuh. Let's see what happens. Oh my gosh, there it is. So the blather GTK thing is running. Let's see if it segfaulted. And that is because it did not find the language dictionary. And Jezra mentioned that this might happen. So let's go back and see what he says to do next. So right now I'm on his usage thing. It says, I just finished command number two, or instruction number two, which is to run blather. Number three is quit blather. There's a good chance it will just segfault, and that's what it did. So what he says to do next is to run the LM tool by going to speech.cs.cmu.edu/tools/lmtool.html. Upload the sentences corpus file. And I think I'm going to, well, I guess let's just follow his instructions. I have another script that does this. Use the LM tool. I have another script that uses curl and does this from the command line. And I actually have a blather command that says update blather config, and it will run this stuff in the background. So if you follow the link on Jezra's page to the Sphinx knowledge base tool, there's a place for you to upload a sentence corpus file. So I'm going to browse, click the browse button, and then go find this. It will be in my home directory in the .config file, and then inside blather, it's called sentences.corpus. And then click compile knowledge base. And then it generates several files. So I'm going to, I just need the .dic and the .lm file, I think. Let's look back. Oops, history, Jezra, blather, GitLab. I have to go back and find Jezra's GitLab page. Let's see what he says to do. Download the resulting LM file to language directory. Okay. Oops. So I'm going to right-click and save link as, and then navigate to .config, .blather, .language, and rename it to be LM. And then, do I do the same thing with the other one? Okay, and then download the .dic file to the language directory and rename it to DIC. Okay. We'll do the same thing there. Oh, this is so exciting. It's been a long time since I went through this process here. It's way better when you can automate these things. But for the sake of everyone who's never used this before, I'm going to go by Jezra's book here. All right, so I've put the language files in place. And now, do I run it again? Run blather, okay. So now I'm going to use my little blather launch script again and run it. It's listening! Okay, so here goes. Let's listen.
Hello, Will.
Did you hear that? Okay, I'm going to turn up the volume. And then when I speak the command, it should respond.
Hello, world.
Hello, world.
Hello, world.
How about that? It's working, y'all. Of course, it has a very limited vocabulary right now. It's just got two words in it. But that at least will get us through the installation and basic setup. And in future episodes, I'm going to start showing how you can add more and more commands to this and really make Blather useful. Let's do this one more time. Hello, world.
Hello, world.
Thanks, y'all. This has been John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, helping you get started with Blather. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.